Welcome. If you tune in right now, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C., Muria, Zimbabwe. If you tune in right now, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, A Voice of America, on Tuesday, May the 3rd, 2022. Zimbabwe Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Corbett. Once again, wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Thina umgamshela njengoba nje lutshobe jibiki jirongwa Live Talk at The Connection. Mwineni, Mike Hove Muri Zimbabwe. Welcome, wherever you are in the world, welcome to Live Talk The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muri Zimbabwe, we're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C., and this is a pre recorded broadcast. I see Tinitosi, Studio 7, Chirongwa, Live Talk, The Connection. Nasi Chirongwa Chedu Chewechitniki, Namshanje Vushelo Lechu Lavasakulayo. Tonight on Live Talk, The Connection, we're going to be speaking to young people within the media fraternity as we focus on the 2022 World Press Freedom Day commemorations. Now, World Press Freedom Day is a day set aside by the United Nations to focus on the important role that media plays when it comes to sustaining democracy and, of course, one of the most important pillars or the cornerstones of democracy, freedom of speech. Now, the theme of this year's commemorations is Journalism Under Siege. Now, it's focusing here on the internet or the digitalization of our communications and how this is impacting media worldwide. So we're going to be joined by several different media experts, young people who are all going to be speaking about how the internet is impacting the journalism fraternity. Now, unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What that means is you, our loyal listeners, you will not be able to join in live via telephone as per usual. We're still together, Muria Zimbabwe, here on Live Talk, The Connection. So what's happening, Muria Zimbabwe? We're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages as we speak, those being VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, Daniela Gu, VOA Ndebele Muria Zimbabwe. So that's where we are right now as we speak. We are on Facebook and our three Facebook pages. And for our YouTube fanatics, Muria Zimbabwe, we're also broadcasting on YouTube as we speak. Our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe, Nyapinanjalo, at VOA Zimbabwe. So for everybody who is a big YouTube fanatic, we are currently broadcasting on YouTube. Now, for everybody that is used to watching this program on our web pages, we're also available on our three web pages, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course, www.voaindebele.com. So, Facebook, YouTube, we're also broadcasting on radio and our three web pages. So, do not forget to press the share button, Muria Zimbabwe, so that we can watch the program in our numbers. Also, for those that are watching this program on our platforms, please write your comments in the comment section so that we can see your feedback. And like, to press the heart button so that we see the Iwas or Chokwadi Muria Zimbabwe Tiritosis Sonke like so here on a Live Talk at The Connection. Now, usually Muria Zimbabwe, we like to kickstart our program with a COVID-19 statistics, but unfortunately, by the time we started pre-recording this broadcast, the latest COVID-19 statistics were yet to be released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. So without wasting time, and let us delve into tonight's discussion, that is a World Press Freedom Day. Now, the media fraternity in Zimbabwe has been faced by a range of challenges over the years. And when I talk over the years, I mean since the previous dispensation where the late President Mugabe was the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, up until today to where we now have a new dispensation in charge with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now, a range of these challenges amongst them is the need for resources to ensure that media practitioners or media experts or journalists are able to do their jobs successfully and, of course, stay afloat, ensuring that they can work efficiently. Now, in a country whose economy has been downward for years, that seems to be one of the biggest challenges that a lot of journalists echo. To kick off this conversation with Zimbabwe, we're going to head back to 2012, whereby Reuters caught up with, at the time, media entrepreneur. He still is a media entrepreneur, Mr. Trevor Ncube, who spoke more about these challenges that we're alluding to. And when we come back, Muriya Zimbabwe, we're going to be hearing from the youth of the nation. We're going to be speaking more on these challenges that Mr. Trevor Ncube talked about in 2012. So let us head over to that conversation whereby Reuters got a hold of Mr. Trevor Ncube, and they spoke more about the challenges faced by media in Zimbabwe.
Production costs have escalated. You know, our human capital costs have gone up. You know, like I said, our printing costs have gone up. So it's very tough to do business, particularly to do publishing business in Zimbabwe.
Well, from an economic point of view, it's quite a problem because the economy's so broken that you get limited advertising. People, I think there's an 85% unemployment rate, so people find it difficult, expensive to buy newspapers on a regular basis. It's not like a normal environment. So, yeah, from an economic point of view, it's also quite difficult to make it a commercial success.
We think that our role is to play a role in building a new Zimbabwe that all Zimbabweans are going to be proud of. And in certain instances, that means taking a very hard look at how all the political players are performing around issues of transparency, accountability, human rights, and issues of corruption. And those that are in government, whether it's the two MDC factions or ZANU-PF, tend to be very uncomfortable.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you heard there from Mnumzana Trevor Ncube. He also heard from other media experts who are commenting on the challenges that the media fraternity is facing in Zimbabwe. They're especially talking about how the state of the economy, which once again, like I echoed, has been very downward for a very long time, how that environment is impacting journalism in Zimbabwe. Now, to expound on that, we reached out to the spokesperson of the Young Journalists Association, Mnumzana Leopold Munende. Now, I speak to Leopold via Skype. We talk about the importance of the 2022 World Press Freedom Day commemorations. We also speak more about the challenges that our youth are facing within the media fraternity, and most importantly, digital under siege, the theme of the 2022 commemorations. How is the internet impacting the way that they are doing their jobs in Zimbabwe? So without wasting time with Zimbabwe, let us head over to that conversation that I had with Leopold Munende.
This is a day where we first celebrate journalism and journalists themselves, because these are people who are doing a very fantastic job under very difficult circumstances. If you look, especially in Africa, I'm not undermining other countries, but in Africa, we are trying by all means to operate in environments which are sometimes life-threatening. Sometimes they disturb even your own livelihood, your own families sometimes. So it's a day to celebrate before it gets to be a day for advocacy. It's also a day for advocacy in the sense that a lot of our of the countries, especially countries such as Zimbabwe, are still a bit backward. So we use this day to remind the government what we want, to remind ourselves what we have to push for. If you look at Zimbabwe, there are very few privately owned television channels. In fact, there is just one which recently started airing, 3K TV. The others are yet to go on air. So this is a day where we reflect on where we are from the moment we started to run our own projects, our own startups and stuff like that. We reflect on how far we have gone with it and how far we want to go eventually.
Now, Leo, let us focus on the commemorations of this year's World Press Freedom Day. The theme this year focuses on the digitalization of journalism. Here we're talking about how the internet is impacting freedom of expression, how the internet is impacting the safety of journalists, and of course, access to information and privacy. Now, considering the current state of Zimbabwe's media landscape, how would you argue the internet, or what kind of impact would you say the internet is having on journalism in Zimbabwe?
Well, you know what, I think my thinking could affect or could go against quite a number of other people. But I think the internet has actually brought more opportunities. Of course, it has its risks, like any other platform. It's much easier to find Leo, for example. Because of social media, you always know where he is or the places he frequents. But the opportunities which the internet has brought, especially to Africa, far outweigh the dangers it is posing for us. If you look, it has also improved even our publications, how we lay out our own websites. We can now link social media platforms to a single story on a website. We involve text, video from YouTube, tweets there, Facebook posts there, and you can have a full package. It's as a result of the internet. Without the internet, we would have been printing papers every day, and that would have been a challenge. Now, what the internet has also done, which is unfortunate, is that it has ignored basic ethics, especially the right to privacy. It pries a lot. It gets into information or areas which you do not expect. And that is as a result of its unethical use. Now, we cannot judge the rest because of a few bad apples who use the internet in the wrong way. What we have to do is to educate ourselves, educate those within the media, educate those outside the media, the general public, our audiences, on how this platform can be used for the greater good. I think it's also good. It's also unfortunate, however, that repressive states are now taking advantage of the internet to pry into our own activities as journalists, and we have to be careful. We are fortunate to have organizations, media support organizations, which teach us safety regulations to do with our phones, our laptops, our emails, so we know how some of these things are done. But we will never be in a position where we say we know 100% how, for example, the CIO operates or how to 100% protect myself. So these are some of the dangers, but we have to be honest with ourselves. It's a very, very welcome technological advancement.
You briefly touched on the licensing issue here. We're talking about the TV and the radio licenses. Now, the internet has brought about alternative platforms. Here we're talking about online radio stations. We're talking about podcasts. With that in mind, would you say that the internet is contributing in terms of the means of distributing information in Zimbabwe?
Definitely. We now have a multiplicity of sources of information, you see, which is something which we should celebrate. Everyone has become a journalist. It's unfortunate not everyone has become a journalist with journalist ethics, but everyone has become a source of news. And what that does is it allows people to make decisions, informed decisions. A story might be badly written because the website belongs to an ordinary citizen, a resident of whatever, high density suburb. But it's still a story. It might be a community story to make it better. So what the internet has done is that it has created employment within our industry. It has created diversity, which we would not have had without it. Imagine we would still be having Radio Zimbabwe as the only radio station, or the stations under ZBC as the only stations, if probably we did not have the internet. But now we have channels such as VOA, which we listen to over the internet. We have channels such as Change Radio now, which we listen to over the internet. And there are quite a number of, what do you call these, podcasts, which we now listen to. Those are internet-based radio stations, in a way, and it's development.
Now, Leo, focusing on the access of information and freedom of expression in Zimbabwe, would you argue that the internet has brought about any change in that fort or aspect in Zimbabwe?
Using Hopewell Chingono as an example, there is freedom of information in Zimbabwe, but there is no freedom after freedom of expression, but there is no freedom after expression. You realize that people such as Hopewell Chingono actually speak. Those are just facts. That is what is happening in Zimbabwe. Our hospitals are incapacitated. Our roads are potholed. Cancer is a death sentence in Zimbabwe. It's something which is factual. But now what happens is after you speak the truth, you speak truth to power, the power then will come hound you wherever you are, harass you and stuff like that. So the internet, yes, of course, it has given us platforms to speak about our issues on a platform which is accessible to anyone in the world. But now our government is so restrictive sometimes. It does not want you to say that. And once you say it, you become a target. So the freedom of expression is there. On Facebook, we say what we want. On Twitter, we say what we want. On WhatsApp. But then government tries to get in, to control what you say and what not to say. Sometimes people have been arrested. I think we have written about a couple of stories in the past few weeks where people have been arrested for what they posted on WhatsApp groups. So that is the situation.
But now, Leo, I've spoken to some experts who differ from you on that one, who actually argue that the media in Zimbabwe, government is creating a very conducive environment for media in Zimbabwe. What would you say to them?
Brother, if the Second Republic, as they say, if the new dispensation is creating a conducive or trying to create a conducive environment for journalists to work or for media to thrive, then they will just liberalize everything. They will just say it's a survival of the fittest. Everyone can open a television channel. Everyone can open a newspaper, a radio station. And you survive if you can. If you can't, but now the moment you say for you to open a television, for you to start a television station, you have to wait for us to call out for application. What if they don't? You see, so we can say they are trying to do that. No, they are not. No, if they were, it would have been clear, and I'm sure we would have appreciated it on the 3rd of May on our own day. It's our day. You see, we would have been the ones on the forefront in our speeches, thanking government for what it's doing. No, no. If government was sincere in developing our industry, first and foremost, it would have licensed community radio stations decades ago. All right, we'll forgive them and say they just got into power in 2017. But okay, they would have licensed community radio stations as far back as 2017, as 2018, 2019, 2020. 2021, we're in 2022, and elections are in 2023. We should expect any promise from this point onward. We should expect promises about community radio stations, about community papers, about funding and stuff like that. But they haven't done that. You see, there is nothing like that. There's nothing which is coming. Every development which is happening in Zimbabwe within the media industry is as a result of journalists themselves, as a result of their initiatives, or as a result of media support organizations, which are assisting a lot.
But Leo, would you not argue that there has been some kind of attempts by government? I mean, for example, if we look at some marginalized communities, they now have access to a radio station, merely because of government efforts to ensure that our communities in Zimbabwe have a voice, or at the very least are heard. Would you not say that's an attempt in its own?
I think, okay, to a certain extent, it's welcome. Yes, I'm not dismissing in totality. But what I'm saying is, for example, the current or the recent community radio stations which were opened, their operationalization is going to be very difficult. You know why? These are community radio stations, and by definition or by government definition, they should not be getting funding from anyone. Meaning to say, there is definitely a definition, a community radio station, which says, owned by the community, funded by the community, operated by the community. But now we are a poor nation. We cannot expect the people of Chiredzi to fund or finance the operation of a community radio station, because they are failing even to buy bread, you see. So yes, government has opened those community radio stations, but are they going to survive? How will they sustain themselves? So we are saying yes. So yes, they could have done something, but at the end of the day, it won't be surprising to hear that the radio stations have been closed because they are failing to operate.
I see with William Nomzana Manende, bengicela ukuthi nje udaba lolu ngolimi lukamama ngamafishane singakagqibeli inqoqo. Bengicela ukuqalise ngokutshela abalaleli ngokuqakatheka kosuku lolu lwe-World Press Freedom Day.
Ilanga lelinye lokukhumbula umsebenzi owenziwa zintatheli izindaba elizweni lethu, ikakhulu eZimbabwe. Lilanga lokukhumbula ababala nokubala, ababala lokubuka okunye esikukhiphayo thina njengentatheli izindaba. Lilanga njalo elokuqhubeka phambili le mikhankaso yethu, ukuthi umsebenzi wethu sifuna ukuqhutshwa kanje, sifuna uhulumende esenzele lokhu lezinye izinto angakazisenzeli zona. Lilanga lokuthi lathi sibone ukuthi sihambisa njani umsebenzi, njalo singazenza sibe ngcono ngendlela yini.
Leo, indikimba yalo mnyaka iqakathekisa ukusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezi nsuku ngabakwethulela uZulu izindaba. Ubona ngani imitshina yakulezi nsuku iyasiza na emsebenzini?
Umsebenzi wethu lo, i-inthanethi isenze umsebenzi wethu wabalula, njalo umsebenzi wethu sichaza nabazali abalalelayo, ababalayo nababukayo. Singakhela ama-website. Ekudala sasitshela abantu umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthe, okwakhathesi sesithi nxa singathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthe, sibeke bezibukele bezilalele ekhuluma. Osekwenze umsebenzi wethu siba ngesikhiwa sithi ube credible, yabo. So it's a good thing. Njalo i-inthanethi yona isinike amathuba ikakhulu kwabasakhulayo okuziqalela umsebenzi wabo, njengoba umsebenzi uhlupha lapha eZimbabwe. Sebenamaphephandaba abo, nabo sebeqhatsha abanye abantu, osekwenza ukuthi lathi i-industry yethu ithuthuke.
Njengabasakhulayo abakumsebenzi wokwethulela uZulu izindaba, lihlangana nenhlupho ezinjani elizweni?
Bramike, eZimbabwe uyalwa umsebenzi, okutho ukuthi abasakhulayo bonke abaphuma emakholejini akula ndawo yokubaqhatsha, ngoba abadala abavele bekhona basasekhona, yabo. So also sitsho ukuthi i-internet has become their source of livelihood. Sebephila nge-internet. Nxa bengaqalanga iphepha labo, sebesenza ezinye izinto nge-internet, ngoba ngesikhathi bebekhayelela ukuthi hayi ngiqeda nzihamba e-Herald, bafika e-Herald umuntu angikhona lokhu ekhona. Ngiqeda ngihamba enewsvabo.com, bayathola umuntu osenewsvabo.com elokhu ekhona everywhere. Kunjalo ama-opportunity abasakhulayo, intatheli indaba ezisakhulayo malutshwane sebezilungisela kuyo. Lokulalelwa sibi, even lokho uthi Bramike akuthi uyathi haliyo ngifuna ukukhuluma lawe nge-World Press Freedom Day ukalutshwane. Ingxoxo ezinje so sizibona ziphakathi kwabakhokhela iZuchi, abakhokhela iZinef, abakhokhela iMisa, ngabantu abadala labo abakhokhela o-VMCZ, omazi. as is warning is Wuzati now. You haven't tried, never Avalan, but a seven man in job.
Australia liyo liyanelisa na ukuqhuba umsebenzi wenu lo ikhululekile le kungelo kushukunyezwa ngamaphoyisa labanye abantu liyanelisa na ukusebenza likhululekile
ukusebenza sikhululekile kuchiyeni ukukhuluma ukukhuluma intani ukubhala intani singenelisa kodwa okuzenzakala usubhalile kumbe usikhulumile kungahluki. Ngawunika umfanekiso ka Hopo Chingono. Hopo Chingono ube khuluma iqiniso esithi izibhedlela zethu azila maphilisi, azila mtshina. Kodwa uthe sekhulumile sibonile uhulumende kumbe iZANU-PF isimlanda isithi sifuna ukutshaya, sithatha lokhu, sifuna ukwenza lokhu, isimethu sethu. Yikho okuhlupha ngeZimbabwe eyakhathesi. Futhi ungakhuluma ungabhala kodwa kusasa bazakulanda bazakwethusela bazakwenza okunye wena oyabe ungawukhayelanga. Yikho okuhluphayo. So njengentatheni ndaba ukubhala siyabhala ngoba siphila ngokubhala ngengeke lokubhala kodwa ngiyabe ngikwazi ukuthi sizafika isikhathi kumbe singafika isikhathi sokuthi abantu laba bazakubuya bethi ndoda wena wasibhala kubi sizakwenza so.
Uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa yena uthi hayi usebenza gadalala. Ukubona ukuthi liyena elisa ukusebenza kahle elizweni, ungathini ngalokho?
Nga abasela onke asejimbo, ngasithola i-information kalula kanjalo. Kule information eningi kakhulu esingayinikwayo. Eningi kakhulu, information esiyinikwayo, sinikwa ku-cabinet, parliament, la ngama-institution. Apapi. Ngeke basiyalise. Ukuphila. Ukuthi ungathiwa wena kumbe usudinga ezinye indaba sisenzana, ha lokho awukutholi. Ha ngoba ngamasela amaningi. Amanye esiyabe siwazi kodwa singela lithi kwini i-evidence singelayo. Abanye siyabe siwazi ha lo ngiyenza so. Kodwa siyabe siwazi iphepha langikhona lingani. Kodwa ukuthi ulitholi. Hayi ha ulitholi ngamanga.
Ayisikhathi sesiziwe ngumangoyi liyo sigqiba lingxoxo let's wrap up here. What are your parting words for the youth who are looking to venture into media in Zimbabwe?
Abantu abasakhulayo mina engabatshela khona ukuthi so isikhathi sokuchiyana lengqondo esakhula sizifundiswa sizinikwa ngabazali sokuthi funda wenesi ukudinga umsebenzi isikhathi lesi isikhathi lela sesaphila. Khathesi sokule inthanethi. Inthanethi inika abasakhulayo ama-freedoms amaningi kakhulu. Ibanika ama-freedoms amaningi, iphinda ibanike nama-opportunity. Bengaqala noma yini abayifunayo ku-inthanethi. Bengamabandla, bebodwa, angazi. But i-inthanethi isilethe ama-opportunity amaningi kakhulu. I-inthanethi isilethe njalo ithuba lokuthi sitshele uhulumende esikufunayo thina njengentatha lendawo. Njalo kufuze sisenze njalo. Kufuze sisebenzise i-social media. Kulokuthi sisebenzise i-social media udinga nale mpinga kumbe lokunye okuchaza kufuze sisebenzise thina ngendlela etshengisa ukuthi thina njengentatha lendawo sifunayo. Sifuna uhulumende esenzeleni. Njalo thina sifuna ukuzikhayela njengabantu abanjani. Ukuthi iminyaka isiya phambili.
Ayuka ama neshamwari mapakunzwa kuna va Leopold Munende ndiyeka mtauri wesangano re Young Journalists Association kana kuti YOJA vanga vachizeyaka nezvekukosha kwezuva re World Press Freedom Day vachiti aiwa izuva rakakosha zvikurusa nekuti ndipo ka pasi rose parinotarisa kukosha kwezvemabasa ari kuitwa nevatapi venhau. Mukona ukakuti kodzero dzemunhu wese, for example, the right to freedom of speech, dzinoremekedzwa nehurumende pasi rose. Saka ndizvoka zvanga zvichitaurwa navaLeopold Munende, mutauriri wesangano reYOJA, vachiziya zvekare kuti aiwa nemaondero avo, dande mutande riri kusimudzira mabasa avari kuita nekuti vari kuwana mikana yekuratidza pasi rose zviri kuitika tichitarisa kuZimbabwe hanzi kuZimbabwe pari zvino pangori nema TV station maviri nema radio station mashomanene saka mukupindawo kana kuti mukushandiswa kwedande mutande taakuonaka kuti vechidiki vaakuwana mikana yekuratidza pasi rose zviri kuitika muZimbabwe zvisinei nekuti unoshandira here maradio station kana kuti matv station ari munyika kana kuti kwete azeyawo zvekare akati aiwa nemaombero ake dande mutande riri kubatsira mukuunzawo ka mabasa vechidiki vaakutangawo makambani avo akanangana nekuparura nhau pasi rose vachishandisa dande mutande saka ndiwo mashoko anga achiparurwa nava Leopold Nende mutauriri wesangano reyoja ndikuona njani zulu kandaba uhlelo Live Talk the connection now yesterday Zimbabwe some officials government officials alongside organizations such as NISA that is the Media Institute of Southern Africa held a World Press Freedom Day commemoration. Amongst the speakers was Mr. Nick Mangwana, who is the permanent secretary under the Ministry of Information. He spoke at this event, touching on the current state of media in Zimbabwe, and of course, delved a little deeper in terms of how the COVID-19 pandemic affected media practitioners in Zimbabwe.
I think there's a lot to celebrate in the changes that have happened in our landscape. Attitudinally, legislatively, culturally, in the last 4 years, that's quite a lot. Of course, it can't be all positive. That would be unreal. When the pandemic first struck, it did not discriminate. It took some of our colleagues in the media sector. Straight to mind comes people like Foster Douglas, Janet, Tawanda, Kulama, amongst many others. Those were dark moments because some of them probably think the virus in the course of their duties. The sector was not only affected by the loss of these good media practitioners, but it was affected by limited circulation during the pandemic. Of course, people were hard hit in the pocket and they couldn't buy the paper.
Now, we also reached out to another young person, Mr. Paswon Zog, who is the founder of Lowfeld Media, an online media platform in Zimbabwe that is helping our rural communities stay afloat and learn more about what's happening within their environments, within the country, and of course, within their immediate communities. So let's head over to that conversation that I had with Paswon Zog over the telephone. As we spoke more on the importance of World Press Freedom Day, and of course, the work that they're doing within communities, how the internet is impacting their work. So let's head over to that conversation with Paswon Zog.
The Press Freedom Day is very important in the sense that, it contributes to democracy. There is no democracy without the freedom of the media. So that way I can say it's very important. And it also promotes access to information. And it also helps in promoting accountability. You know, it holds our authorities or the leadership, accountable.
Pasmo, this year's commemorations focuses on the digitalization of the media industry, not just in Zimbabwe, but worldwide. Here we're focusing on the impact of the internet. Now, it's perfect that we have you on the show because that's your forte. Your organization literally predominantly works on the internet. So I'm really curious to hear from you on your thoughts on how the internet is impacting the media industry in Zimbabwe. Tell us more about that.
I can say it is improving journalism. But don't forget, Mike, that internet makes everything faster. The news is faster. It circulates very faster. And it also promotes, we see because of the internet that we have a lot of information, the audience are also able to make sure that they verify the information that is sent to them. So in Zimbabwe, we have also seen that many people who are, you know, practicing in the media, they have benefited a lot from the internet. You do your researches there, and, you know, it's something like that. We see information being verified. And people now have to understand, they understand that there are some of the websites whose internet information is not reliable, and we also have some of the, you know, websites whose internet information is reliable. So that way, I see internet improving journalism in Zimbabwe, though we know that there are some of the media laws in the country that inhibiting the media freedoms as well, is even on the internet.
Talk to us more about those media laws that you're referring to.
We have seen the government talking more about, you know, the cyber law. I think in a way it tries to still infringe the media freedoms. The people that are online telling stories, circulating information and all that are still being limited to more about what they have to on those platforms as well, through those media laws as well.
Now, Pasmo, I've spoken to some media experts in Zimbabwe, and one thing they seem to highlight that's very predominant across the conversations I have with media experts is that Zimbabwe has very few privately owned TV and radio stations, which is why I guess we have the emergence of organizations such as yourselves that are exploiting the internet and occupying online spaces. Now, with that in mind, how do you think the internet is impacting the future of the media industry in Zimbabwe?
There is more space, Mike. There's more space when we talk of internet. I think what can be the challenge is that of the resources. With the situation in the country right now, we see a lot of media practitioners are limited just because of the lack of resources that they need to enhance their work online. Mm-hmm. So that way, I think there are a lot of opportunities online, but still they are also limited as well due to the lack of those resources that I'm talking about to be enhancing our work online.
Now, let's zone in on the work that you're doing with Lowveld Media. Tell us more about that.
It's Lowveld Media Trust. We work to promote freedom of expression. We work to promote digital participation and rights for young people, mostly those in the marginalized communities. We also work to make sure that we promote access to information. Like what I was saying, that we have a lot of information, Mike, because of the internet, but we still have some of the audience that are not able to interpret the text that they see online. So we work to make sure that we improve media literacy, and we work to also make sure that people get to understand and get more information from these online platforms. And young people, like what you know, we try to fight the digital gap in young people, trying to bring them on the digital society for them to connect to the rest of the globe on internet using Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all these other platforms that we have. Mm-hmm. So generally our work is to promote freedom of expression, access to information and digital participation and rights for usually young people. We work with the youth in communities like Ichiwezi in the southeastern low belt of Zimbabwe and all these other places where those underreported and underrepresented communities.
Pasmo, you speak of working predominantly in the rural communities of Zimbabwe, and of course you also touched on the discussion around resources within the media community. I understand that mobile data in Zimbabwe is extremely expensive. Some actually consider it a luxury. Which brings me to the question, how are you operating within rural Zimbabwe if very few can afford the internet data?
I can say that through the trainings that we do with young people, we make sure that the communities get to understand that it starts with them. We try to use those mobile devices that they have. the symbol technology, Mike, we make sure that we leverage on that, and we train young people on how they can use their smartphones to make sure that they reach out to different spaces online, getting opportunities, and also they are able to create the content using those devices that they have. We talk of digital storytelling, and we also talk of content creation. Like we let them know that you can make a good video using the smartphone. You can also make the quality products, media products on the internet using your devices, whatever it is that you have, as long as it can support the internet applications that are needed for them to be with.
Talk to me more about the challenges that you're facing as young media practitioners in Zimbabwe.
I think most of the challenges that you face, Mike, are centered on the financial capacity. Like I said, that the technology is moving faster. There are some of those resources that we need to make sure that we catch up with the rest of the world. We talk of cameras, Mike. We talk of voice recorders. We talk of the access to internet, not forgetting that in some parts of the country we still have people that are struggling with the internet data to make sure that you connect and to make sure that you distribute or disseminate the information that you have. We can also talk about we go back to the media laws that I mentioned earlier on, that they remain draconian, they limit and all that. In telling your stories online, you still don't know that maybe one day you'll be punished for what you have said online and stuff, something like that. So it goes back to the media laws and then the financial capacity that I said earlier on.
Now, speaking on the media laws you're talking about, Passmo, and that you brought about previously, there's some experts who are of the opinion that Zimbabwe's government is actually working very hard to ensure that young media experts such as yourselves can work in a very conducive environment and do your job to the best of your abilities. What would you say to someone who is of that opinion?
Knowing that last year, 2021, we've seen the government trying to license a lot of radio stations, community radio stations, to be operating. It was a way of trying to empower the communities, trying to make sure that we build their communication skills and their confidence in telling their own stories. So looking at that, the aspect of licensing community radio stations, I can say yes. But let's also not forget that we still have a lot of censorship happening, which still inhibits these media freedoms as well.
All right, Passmo, let me hold you on the line, buddy. I need to translate our entire conversation to this point in Ndebele for our audience, and then when I come back to you, we're going to continue speaking in Shona. Yebo kambe zilunga ndaba uhlelo silo umnumzana uPassmo Ndlovu nguye owaqala umsakazo we-Low Felt Media Trust basebenza emaphandleni bakumsebenzi wokwethulela uZulu izindaba kodwa bona basebenzisa imitshina yakulezi nsuku basebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana abo-Facebook abo-WhatsApp nabo-Twitter batholakala ebulenjini ku-inthanethi. Siqale ngokumbuza ngokuqakatheka kosuku lwe-World Press Freedom Day. Yena uthi hayi ngempela usuku lolu luqakathekile kakhulu emhlabeni jikelele, hatshi kwele Zimbabwe kuphela, especially when we're talking about indaba le e-democracy kanye nokuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo kaZulu emhlabeni jikelele. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi umsebenzi wabakwethulela uZulu izindaba uqakathekile kakhulu. Umsebenzi wama-journalist uqakathekile when we're talking about i-democracy. Yena kodwa uyakhala ngeminye imithetho ekhona elizweni, uthi ama-cyber bills, uyasho ngempela ukuthi yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo osebenzisa ubulembu obe-inthanethi kanye lenkundla zokuxhumana abo-Facebook labo-Twitter ukuze bayenelise ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo, uyakhala esithi hayi imithetho le ikhanya ngani yablocker or yashunye yaphiphazamisa umsebenzi wabo njengabantu abakwethulela izindaba besebenzisa ama platforms lawo abo internet abo Facebook labo WhatsApp. Uphile njalo washo ukuthi uyakhala ngodubo lokuthi i-internet ibiza imali eningi eZimbabwe. So uyasho ngempela esithi lokho ngokunye okukhanya ngani ukuphazamisa umsebenzi wabo, kodwa uyabonga ngempela ukuthi hayi i-internet isisetshenziswa ngabantu abasakhulayo abaningi ukuze bayenelise ukuqhuba umsebenzi wabo, ukuze bayenelise ukwethulela uZulu izindaba abesebenzisa bo-Facebook, WhatsApp kanye nabo-Twitter. Uphinde wathinta njalo u-WM7 njengalokho okushiwo ngumnumzana uLeopold Mende esithi hhayi ukubuya ukusetshenziswa kwenkundla ukusetshenziswa kobulembu obe-inthanethi sokwethulela uZulu imisebenzi ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo ngenxa yokuthi labo sebeqalisa phela amakampani abo beqhatsha abanye abontanga ukuze labo bayenelise ukuthola imisebenzi bekwethulela uZulu izindaba. Kodwa ulokhu ekhuthaza uhulumeni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi aqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi wakhe wokwethulela uZulu amalayisensi ukuze eZimbabwe kungabe le-radio station or i-TV station A1 okuyi-ZBC kuphela. Uyasho ngempela kuqakathekile ukuthi kube lama-TV station amaningi, sikhangela abanye amazwe abo-South Africa kulabo-SABC 1, 2, 3 kule DSTV, kulama TV station amaningi, kule misakazo eningi etshiyeneyo. Lokhu uyasho ngempela umnumzana uNdlovu ukuthi hayi kuyasiza kakhulu ukubona ukuthi uZulu jikelele ulakho phela ukwethulela okusenhliziyweni yakhe okuqakathekile, especially nxa sesikhangela umsebenzi wabantu abakwethelela uZulu izindaba. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi ama-journalists, that's one of the most important roles, ukubona ukuthi uZulu jikelele can be heard. So uyasho ngempela ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyamkhuthaza uNdlovu esithi qhubekela phambili angomsebenzi wokubona ukuthi uZulu jikelele ulapho ukuthola ama-TV license. Ngiphinde ngambuza njalo ukuthi kanti njengoba yena ekhala ngendaba ye-mobile data esithi ibiza imali eningi, basebenza njani? Uyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi bona basebenzisa inkundla ezingabizi imali eningi abo-WhatsApp ukuze bayenelise ukwethulela uZulu izindaba. So uyasho ngempela ukuthi umuntu nxa ule WhatsApp lama-data bundles akho amalutshwana angabizi imali eningi, kuyasho ngempela ukuthi bazakufakela iindaba zabo khonapha ku-WhatsApp. So yikho lokho kushiwo ngumnumzana uPassmore Ndlovu, nguye owaqala umsakazo we-Lowveld Media Trust besebenza emaphandleni kule Zimbabwe. Mkhoma Passmore, rega ithuye pamuri ethi imbozi yanyaye nerimi lwamaye. Thothanga kanekuje kukhosha kwezwa re-World Press Freedom Day ethi ipeiwoma ondrei.
Zuvare Press Freedom Day izvara kakosha chakatarisa ndikati kusununguka kunoita vatori venhau. Tinotarisa isusu kodzero dzevatori venhau kuti vakasununguka zvakadini mubasa ravanoita. Zvekare tinotarisa futi accountability kuti zuva iri ndiro rinobatsiridza zvekare kuti tinge tichiona isusu vatungamiri vedu vachikwanisa kupindura zvakawanda zvanenge achibvunza vatori venhau. Chakatarisa isusu accountability maipi.
Vandlovu, tichitarisa basa ramuri kuita sevatapi venhau, mungati muri kukwanisa here kushanda nemazvo uyezve makasununguka muZimbabwe?
Kana tikatarisa isusu internet maipi maonline platforms, tingati kusununguka hongu kuchipo nekuti vatapi venhau vanokwanisa kuita mabasa avo akasiyana siyana vachishandisa internet. Asi katisatangana zvekare kuti kune mimwe mitemo yakadzikwa kanti ichiri kudzikwa nehurumende inowanikwa iyo handigati kushungurudza kana kubatirira vatori venhau mubasa ravanoita zvekare.
Mabasa nyaya yezvemitemo tinonzi vakurukota tambo ridzawo clip yava Nick Mangwana vachiti aiwa hurumende yava Mnangagwa iri kushanda nemazvo mukuona kuti imi sevechidiki vatapi venhau munokwanisa kushanda makasununguka muchirova basa zvakanaka. Imi munomatambira sei mashoko avo?
Tingati hongu ndizvo nyanzvi dziri kutaura nemonemo kuti hurumende ine ineshungu chose chekuti vatori navange vachisununguka mbasara vanoita takatarisa kuti malicense akawanda akapiwa maradio stations kuzimbabwe macommunity radio stations zvinova zvinhu zvisati zvamboitika munyika medu tati kupa independence but takaona vachipa isusu malicenses kumacommunity radio stations tatarisa zvekare kuti tine mutemo kana tati a lot of censorship ichiri kuitika vachibvisa ndingati dzimwe nhau vachibvumidza dzimwe kuti dzinge dzichitaurwa kuruzhinji rwenyika saka naizvozvo ndingati dhongo kusarira takatarisa kusunguka kwevatori venhau
tii chiri panyaya imwe chete mungati nemaonero enyu mungati mukushandiswa kwedande mutande internet mukupakurira vanhu nhau kuri kubatsira here basa renyu
ndizvo internet mic hapana munhu anokutsvaka kana kuti anoziva kuti uri kutaura paindaneti uri kupi uyezve hapana munhu anokurambidza kunge uchitaura zvaunenge uchida kutaura paindaneti vatori venhau zvekare ndingati vakawanda tinoona vatori venhau vakawanda vakasiyana-siyana pezimbabwe nemuafrica continent yese takatarisa vanozikanwa nevati nekurwira kodzero dzevanhu vachishandisa basa ravo rekutora kwenhau paindaneti asi katotarisa futi kuti pane mitemo inotevera vatori venhau nebasa vanoita paindaneti zvekare tikatarisa cyber security
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka rega tipetewo huri kuredu vandlovu ane rurimi rwechirungu neenglish kuitira kuti everybody who doesn't understand Shona on the belly but understands English can at least get a grasp of the conversation now as we wrap up here could you kindly give the youth of the nation, especially those who are looking to venture into media, words of advice?
A couple of consistency. We have seen a lot of people, young people in Zimbabwe who are venturing in the media business. We see that some end up just dropping, some end up losing it because, you know, it takes time for one to get up there in the media. If you want to be successful, it means you need to get the work to notice the work that you're doing so that you get engaged one day for some other, projects and all that, something like that, that pays you and stuff. So it's all about consistency. Let's be consistent in the work that you do, and let's also work hard as well, because we see a lot of people trying to, go out there, but they don't want to be working so hard for them to reach out there. And I can also talk about the network. It's good to make sure that we network with the people that are in the industry already, and to make sure that we learn from them how they have navigated through this journey and all that.
Personal, as Lowfeld Media, you guys are doing a lot of work, important work within the rural communities of Zimbabwe. So for those that are interested in learning more about your projects, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's Lowfeld Media Trust. I think we are available on Twitter, at Instagram, and Facebook. It's Lowfeld Media Trust. They can also visit our website, www.lowfeldmediatrust.org. .zw and get to see the work that you're doing there, and they can also feel free to make sure that they join us and volunteer with us as well.
Awesome. Well, Passmo, unfortunately our time is up here, but in less than a minute, what are your parting words for our audience?
All I can say is that let's celebrate the World Press Freedom Day, and let's make sure that we inspire the world through the work that you do. Let's protect the media industry. Let's protect our journalists. Let's make sure that we join with the rest of the world. We connect with the rest of the world. Use the internet platforms that we have. Let's be on Twitter. Let's be on Facebook. Let's be on Instagram. Let's be everywhere online. And then we'll connect with the rest of the world and also make sure that we learn more from the person next.
Ayezuluka ndaba lisandukuzo ingqofo esiyenze lo mnumzana uPassmo Ndlovu osakhulayo nguye owasungula umsakazo weLowfeld Media umsakazo lo usebenza emaphandleni bakhangela indaba ezijeneyo bakwethulela uZulu izindaba okumayelana nalokho okwenzakalayo emaphandleni besebenzisa imitshina yakulezi nsuku, iy'nkundla zokuxhumana abo-Facebook, abo-WhatsApp, abo-Twitter bekwethulela uZulu izindaba. Uyasho lapha umnumzana uPassmon Dlovu uyasho ukuthi hhayi, ngombono wakhe usuku lolu luqakathekile kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi uZulu jikelele ananze or athakazelele umsebenzi wabakwethulela izindaba emhlabeni jikelele, ngenxa yokuthi bayasho ngesikhiwo ukuthi that is the cornerstone of democracy. Bayasho ngempela ukuthi abakwethulela izindaba abasakazi or journalists worldwide abathi ngesingisi they are the fourth estate within democracy. But now, yesterday, my colleague Anastasia Ndlovu got a hold of some other people who spoke at the same event that Mr. Nick Mangwana spoke at, as the Zimbabwe commemorated the World Press Freedom Day. So let's head over to a conversation that my colleague Anastasia Ndlovu had with Usfusisiwe Bebe, who is the director of Amakhosikazi Media, speaking more on the importance of World Press Freedom Day commemorations, and of course, how the internet is impacting the media landscape for women in Zimbabwe. So let's get over to that conversation.
My name is Susiwe Bebe and I'm the editing director at Amakhosikazi Media. The World Press Freedom Day for us is a big day for us to focus on issues that affect us, not just as journalists, but as women in media. Not just also as women journalists, but as women sources, as women commentators and so forth, the way the media treats us. And the theme this year, which is digital journalism under surveillance, is very important for us because the digital space has become a very free space for women to also be heard, to air their views and opinions, because traditional media has silenced the voices of women. But we also find that there's a lot of surveilling of women, there's a lot of harassment and so forth. And so women were now slowly getting into boxes again, afraid to air their views because they'll be called different names, they'll be exposed, their nude pictures and messages, their conversations with people, private things about them being used to silence them. So this theme for us is very important because it helps us to look at what are journalists in general and women in particular going through in these digital spaces, and how can government, which was represented here today, help out in making sure that there is protection of every user of digital spaces, more especially journalists, of course.
Hi guys, we're looking at Mure Zimbabwe. You just heard there from Sibusisiwe Bebe, who is the director of Amakhosikazi Media. They're speaking on the importance of a World Press Freedom Day commemorations, and of course, how the usage of the internet within Zimbabwean media is impacting women media practitioners in Zimbabwe. There she was highlighting how, of course, women have been violated several times on the internet, especially female journalists. So we have series that are going to be rolled out on Voice of America, whereby women are going to be speaking on this, and amongst them is a Zimbabwean woman. So please, Maria Zimbabwe, stay tuned to Voice of America, whereby you're going to be watching some of these series, and of course, we're going to be broadcasting some of these series on our websites and our Facebook pages. Well, Mure Zimbabwe, nguwa yangu ndiyo achikana na tawe kushika kumagumo chirongwa chedu cha nasi. Nasi mchirongwa changa chichizea nyaye zvokukosha kwezuva reWorld Press Freedom Day. Besi topa na vasakulayo abontanga abakumsebenzi wokwethulela uZulu izindaba abasakazi. Ama journalists sikhangela udaba lokuqakatheka kosuku lweWorld Press Freedom Day. Sikhangela njalo ama challenges abo. Njengabasakhulayo abasebenza kwele Zimbabwe. Sizwe ingxoxo engiyenze lomnumzana uLeopold Munene, the spokesperson of the Young Journalists Association. Sizwe njalo ingxoxo engiyenze loPassmon Dlovu, who is the founder of Lowveld Media. And both of them seem to highlight that the internet is coming with positivity when it comes to enhancing the work that is being done by media practitioners in Zimbabwe, and of course, most importantly, creating jobs for the youth of the nation. Well, my time here is up, Muria Zimbabwe. If you're looking to catch up with me at @MikeHobe_ on Instagram and Twitter, please feel free to reach out, especially if you're looking to be part of the program. And let's meet the same time, the same place, at Panopan FM Urea Studio 7, Mure, Zimbabwe. Once again, I go by the name of Mike Bove. Tosangana, Panopan FM Urea Studio 7, next week. Bye-bye!